All right. Thank you again for subscribing to HawkeyeDrive.com. I'm Brendan Stiles. I'm here with Gary Dolphin. And, Gary, I guess before we get into stuff with this weekend's game, obviously the big news Wednesday night with the divisions being announced. What are your initial thoughts when you hear about the teams that Iowa's being paired with?
I'm a little surprised, Brendan, to be honest with you. I really thought, not so much from Iowa's perspective, I didn't think there's any way they'd split up Michigan and Ohio State and put them in separate divisions. I understand why they're doing it. They're looking for competitive balance, first and foremost. And as Gary Barta explained it, they went back to about the time Penn State entered the league, looked at records, looked at geographical breakdown certainly was important. But in the end, I think they erred on the side of competitive balance. And although I think Iowa's division is top to bottom stronger than the other division, with Iowa, Nebraska, Michigan heading up that this side of the state, or this side of the Big Ten. You look at that other side and you see Penn State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. I think the top three teams, I think they got it right in the top three teams on each side. But what I really like about Iowa's division is that they're going to play Nebraska and Minnesota every year. Yes, living in Dubuque, I love playing the Wisconsin Badgers. I think that's a natural for the Hawkeyes, but that's not going to happen. And I think you and I talked back at the Big Ten meetings prior to Chicago that, or at the Golden Harvest Dinner, that not everybody was going to be happy with everything that came out of it. You're not going to please the entire church congregation. But I think the 95% of it's good, let's put it that way.
And now, looking at this week, one thing that really kind of stood out to me, at least from hearing Coach Ferentz yesterday at his press conference, is just how I guess the attitude and the mentality is a little bit different as opposed to previous years. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I just kind of feel like there's more of a determination, if you will.
And I think that goes right back to the 26 seniors you see on this team, two-thirds of which are involved in the two deeps. You've got veteran kickers. You've got a veteran defense, a nasty, salty defense. You've got good running backs. Kirk's most veteran, top to bottom best wide receiving corner, and you got Ricky Stanzi. There's an old you've got some holes in the offensive line and tight end to fill, some vacancies there to build on. But I think if we've come to learn anything about Kirk Ferentz, Reese Morgan, and anybody else who has something to do with the offensive line, is that over time the young guys step up and get it done. But the old adage of if you've got a really good defense and you've got a really good quarterback, then special things can happen, and Iowa has both this year. But I love their veteran 26 senior look.
Yeah. And one thing that I know Coach Ferentz is touching on at the very end with you here on the Hawk Talk is just the whole mindset as far as approaching this particular game, because obviously last year, the Northern Iowa game, you and I almost won with those field goals before Iowa blocked the two kicks. And then it's basically like they're looking at it as, okay, Eastern Illinois, yes, they're an FCS team, but we're not going to take them lightly.
How many times do you think he's played the Coach Ferentz has played the DVD from the UNI game?
Oh, I would imagine
quite a few hundred. I'm guessing it's got Warren marks in the middle of that DVD. Kirk Ferentz has never overlooked any opponent. And it's easy for players to do that once in a while. I told somebody earlier tonight, you know, you and I had that game circled from way last spring on to last fall. The difference being 90% of their roster, or 80% of their roster, is Iowa kids who either A, were not recruited or lightly recruited by Iowa and Iowa State. And so there's nothing they'd rather do than beat the big brother. You don't have that same scenario with Eastern Illinois, but all you got to do is look and see. They won the Ohio Valley Conference last year. They were 8-4. Bob Spoo has 140-plus wins in 24 years there, so he's doing something right. The guy coached Jim Everett and Scott Campbell and Mark Herman at Purdue. He's coached at Wisconsin. He has that Big Ten mentality, and they're expected to have another good team this year. I have no doubt that the Hawks will come out once that 60-minute clock starts ticking down. They'll give you the best effort from start to finish.
Now, as far as Saturday's game goes, what, I guess, is your initial assessment, and what do you feel are the keys to the Hawkeyes kind of having that success and maybe not having it reach the point where it goes down to the final play like it did against Northern Iowa last year in that opener?
The first key, and to me the only key that you have to look at, Brennan, is they've got Eastern Illinois has four brand new quarterbacks. None of them have ever taken a snap at the Division I level. They lost both of their outstanding offensive tackles from last year. One's on an NFL roster. The other will be a successful business person. They're pretty good in the interior, but they lost both their outside guys. That plays right into the Iowa defense's hands, and in particular the defensive line. So I think that's where they force some turnovers. Now, how close to the vest Eastern Illinois will play it remains to be seen. I think they'll take some shots down the field. I just see too much of a pass rush, therefore Iowa getting some turnovers and getting some early scores, and then it's all downhill from there. There are other keys to this game where I think Iowa is just looking to improve on heading into Iowa State next week, most notably the kicking game. I want to see how young Michael Meyer, the freshman, does kicking off.
Kirk actually said something about that yesterday, saying that he's going to handle the kickoff duties.
And who's going to step up, Mossbrucker or Murray? That sounds like a dead even horse race there. But I just think Stanzi's war tested. They're going to run the football. Iowa's not going to change its 60-40 run pass mentality, although it's tempting when you got as good a receiving core as they have. I think it's the best in Kirk's 12 years. I just think Iowa is so overpowering against Eastern Illinois, with all due respect, in so many areas that if Iowa executes its game plan, which we know what it is, but if they execute it without turnover, it should be a win for the Hawks.
All right. Well, that is Gary Dolphin, Iowa play-by-play man. He and Ed Podolak will be calling the game Saturday morning for the Hawkeye Radio Network. Gary, thank you very much, and we're looking forward to doing this throughout the season.
I look forward to our weekly visits. Thanks, Brennan.